This week, the city of Homs, often called the cradle of the Syrian uprising, fell to the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Yesterday, the last of the rebels evacuated the city following a ceasefire agreement with the government and under the protection of the United Nations. Nabi Boulos is a special correspondent with the Los Angeles Times. He was in Homs when the first wave of rebels began to withdraw. He stopped by our studios and I asked him to describe what it was like.
Just that day, we went and we spoke to people in this Alawite neighborhood called Zahra. And there you could see people being almost vitriolic in their hatred. I mean, they were saying that, why are we letting these people go? Why are they being let off so easy? And in fact, in that particular day, I remember, we sat there and you had some of these pro-government militias trying to take pictures of the fighters or effectively looking menacing, and the idea was that the government had to stop them. It was actually a strange situation, and in that sense, you could see that the government was not this monolithic side that we think it is. But in the way that it's being spun, it's actually quite interesting, because you watch the fighters saying, we're going to come back. This is not a defeat. This is merely a hiatus. All we're doing is regrouping, reorganizing, and we'll come back, and we will kiss the ground of old Homs once again. They say that. On the governmental side, it depends. State media hails it as a victory. And, I mean, they're right, at some level it is. I mean, you're talking about the central state in Syria, and it's actually quite a large one. And if you control Homs, you control most of Syria, in fact. It's very, very important. So this fall represents a huge loss for the revolution, I would say, and a huge loss for the rebels.
What were the other terms of the ceasefire?
Well, the one from this week is different from the one that I saw a month ago. And the reason why is because this one is more about switching or perhaps transferring the area of the battle itself. If you think of it logically, if you look at what's happening in Old Homs as an area was very densely populated and it has a lot of buildings. It was the sort of fight that was very destructive and was pure urban guerrilla warfare. And it's very hard to clear a building. Once you have, for example, one or two fighters, it's really almost impossible to clear them. I mean, unless you have just overwhelming force and a lot of casualties. In fact, I got to see this firsthand recently. When we were inside, we went to a town called Ma'lula, which is on the road between Homs and Damascus. It's an old Christian town. And that town was recently a target of a massive campaign to, well, quote-unquote, cleanse it of terrorists, again, quote-unquote. And you had, I think, about 30 or 35 fighters converging on a building that only had three gunmen. And so, I mean, you can imagine, we're talking about an area that was just a building, really. And you had 30 fighters converging on it, and yet it was still a very difficult battle. So the government is actually, I think, being somewhat intelligent about this, because they've managed to move people to a more sparsely populated area, and that'll make the fight easier.
Otherwise, it's going house to house like the U.S. forces did in Fallujah
exactly.
10 years ago, and it's incredibly bloody. And
exactly. I mean, the cost in terms of, well, not just men, but materiel and all this other stuff is huge. And this will make it, I think, a much easier fight for the army.
So what is Homs like right now?
Well, it depends. I mean, we were there, of course, to cover, but I'll be honest with you, we went there to get cheese, of all things. Homs is famous for this sweet cheese that's used in desserts, sort of Arabic cheesecake. It was at some level surreal, because here's this person selling knafe, which is a fantastic Arabic dessert, and literally a street away you have people firing. And you would just see kids playing on the street while their play is being punctuated with sounds of gunfire and just the sort of tough road-by-road, block-by-block fighting that is characteristic of this sort of fight. And it's very strange. Parts of Old Homs, for example, where we have been recently, an area called Khaldiyya specifically, which is adjacent to the Old Homs that was involved in the most recent exchange, that area is effectively leveled. I use the word decimated, not in its incorrect usage today, but in its classic sense, which is to say that 1 out of 10. But in this case, of course, 1 out of 10 buildings remain. I mean, everything else is just rubble, and you end up seeing just this huge level of devastation, and you think to yourself, there is no way this can ever be rebuilt in the way it is now. They'll have to go in with a bulldozer, raise it to the ground, and start again. They'll start from zero.
Nabi Boulos is a special correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. He joined me here in the studios at NPR West. Nabi, thank you so much.
Thank you.